Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheridan. The throw from Walkenfuss and he is safe. Sheridan steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Washington steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Keith Creel now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins strikes out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Creel covering, for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan strikes out. 1 out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Wayne Krenchicki now playing second base. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Simpson pinch hits for Amos Otis. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing center field. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Leon Roberts now playing left field. Onyx Concepcion now playing second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Tigers. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laga for the out. Leach moves to second. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Krenchicki scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.